I'm a security guard for a mid-sized office building. It's located right in the center of the city. Around here, crime rates are pretty high, so it's not uncommon for businesses to have huge losses from break-ins at night. I usually have a coworker with me, but during this month, I was alone while the company I worked for was training up a new employee. I didn't mind it at all, though. Being alone was more boring and made it harder to stay awake, but having a partner sometimes could get annoying, depending on who it is. Anyway, it was around 2 weeks into this month when I was patrolling the lot like usual and noticed a couple guys far off on the other side of the road. They were standing around in the dark, looking in my direction. I don't know if they were looking at the building or watching me, but it gave me an uneasy feeling. The next time I made my rounds, they were gone. I took a mental note of it, but I didn't think about it too much. The rest of the night was quiet. I got out at 6 a.m. with nothing more to report on. The next couple days were uneventful as well, but then, one night at the end of the week, I made my rounds outside and saw them again. They were in the same spot as last time, standing in the dark and watching me. It made me uncomfortable again, so instead of continuing my rounds, I stayed out on that side of the building. Maybe if they saw that I noticed them, they would leave. I stood out there and walked back and forth for about 5 minutes before the men walked away. As I was out there, I tried to take notes of what they looked like, but there really wasn't much I could make out from that distance. I stayed out for another 10 or 15 minutes after they left, making sure they didn't come back. Then I went back inside. With them gone, I figured now was a good time to head to the break room and take my lunch. It was about 1 a.m. The break room was at the far end of the hallway in the back of the building. I sat at a table and started eating while scrolling on my phone when I suddenly heard a noise. I put my phone down and looked at the door to the hallway. I'd never heard any noises like that before. After a few seconds, I got up and walked over to the doorway. I stood there for a good 30 seconds, waiting to hear anything, but it all seemed so quiet that I figured it must have been nothing. I went back and finished my lunch. Afterward, I went to the security office and double-checked that there were no alerts or flags. Everything looked good. Usually, this was the time of night where I'd just sit in my chair and wait around, but something in me felt like going to make another rounds. The noise I heard didn't have me nervous, though. I think if anything, I was actually just more curious about what it was, and found it as something for me to look for while I was bored. I started my rounds outside, walking around the building. It was quiet, just the ambient sound of the buzzing streetlights. Nobody was out there. I went back inside and started walking through the inside of the building. Usually, unless there was a flag or alert in the system, I wouldn't go checking every inch of the place. I'd just walk up and down the hallway and make sure nothing was off. The hallway was long, though, and was in the shape of an L, so it was more like two long hallways. On one side was the main door, and on the other side, there was a door to a mini stairwell that had an emergency exit door. It was one that was original to the building, so one of those old heavy metal doors. And as far as I knew, it wasn't connected to the security system because of how old it was. To bypass this, the company just put a huge padlock on it and bolted it shut to essentially make it useless. However, when I got to the end of the hallway and looked through the door window into the stairwell, I was in complete disbelief. The padlock was snapped in half, laying on the ground, and the metal door had been forced open. I felt lightheaded as I hurried back to the security office. If someone had broken in, how the hell did they slip past me unnoticed? Surely I would have seen or heard them. I started scanning through the tapes. I got to the point where I was standing outside, watching the two men. After they left, I stayed for a bit to keep watch. During that time, they came around to the back of the building and snapped the lock off, breaking in and going into the workrooms. Disturbingly, they were still inside the building when I came back inside. One of them was just on the other side of a door, literally 2 feet from me, as I walked past him and into the break room. While I was in there, one of them bumped into a desk while trying to hide, which was likely the sound I heard. When I went back outside to do my rounds, that's when they made a run for it. On the tapes, it was pretty clear that they both had weapons, either large knives on their belts, or possibly even small firearms, which makes me think they were prepared to take me down if it came to that. I called the police and handed over the tapes, but nothing ever came of it. They weren't great quality, and the men had their faces covered. The company claimed several hard drives, or files or something, were taken, and they seemed pretty worried about it. However, to this day, there's been no more info on the men or their motives. I work night shifts at a hospital, specifically in the ER. I'm the front desk worker that typically checks people in, though we still see a lot of crazy things here. Each night is unpredictable. This night started out quiet. We had a few people come and go, but nothing too big happened. I was mostly sitting at my desk talking to my coworker, Amy, about whatever we could think of talking about. Around 2 a.m, Amy went on break to go to the cafeteria, so it was just me at the front counter. Really soon after, like not even a minute after she left, a man came through the front doors. He was wearing a black zip-up hoodie and black jeans. His hair was dark and somewhat long, and looked unkempt, like he hadn't showered or maybe had just woken up. He walked up to the counter slowly and had this strange aura about him. It made me feel unsettled.
"I'm looking for Hannah Smith."
I didn't remember the exact name he gave, but it was a woman's name, and as far as I knew, they hadn't been admitted recently. Still, I checked the records, but I saw no one by that name. The man seemed uncomfortable as he waited. I told him there wasn't anyone here by that name, and that he may need to check other hospitals in the area. He awkwardly nodded and walked out. I glanced at the security guard, who was standing at the other side of the room, and we both made that eye contact, agreeing that that guy was a little strange. A half hour later, Amy came back. The rest of that shift was quiet and slow. I got out at 4 a.m, saying bye to my coworkers and heading out to the parking lot. This wasn't the largest hospital, but the parking lot was really oversized. It was huge, and all the workers were supposed to park in the back to make room for patients closer to the building. As I walked to my car, a weird feeling came over me, and I randomly thought back to that man that came in earlier. I don't know why, but I suddenly felt unsettled again. Maybe it was the eerily quiet parking lot at night. I walked a bit faster, got up to my car, and got in. I tossed my bag on the passenger seat and started driving. I lived about 20 minutes away. The roads were long and empty, but throughout that drive, I still couldn't shake the strange feeling. I felt like I was being followed or watched, yet every time I looked in the mirrors, nobody else was on the road behind me. When I finally got home, I pulled into my driveway and parked, getting out and going in through the front door. I hadn't even taken my shoes off yet when I heard footsteps sprinting up to the porch. They got right up to the door and immediately shook the handle, trying to open it. Thankfully, I always instinctively lock the door every time I open or close it. As soon as they realized it was locked, they stopped. There was a pause before a familiar voice spoke.
"Excuse me, ma'am, can you please open the door? I need help, please." Open the door.
It was the creepy guy from the hospital. I didn't respond and shakily took my phone out and called the cops. Seconds later, the man bolted away. I looked out the peephole and saw him run down the road and disappear in the dark, but confirming it was definitely the same guy with the black hoodie and black jeans. When cops arrived, I was hit with probably the most insane, creepy, and downright horrifying information. The back door to my car in my driveway was open. He had been in the back seat the entire drive home, which explains how he got up to my front door so fast. Even more disturbing is that he was probably hoping I'd park in my garage, which would essentially give him access to my entire house that night. Parking in the driveway probably caught him off guard and likely saved my life that night. They used the footage from the hospital CCTV to identify the man and found him a few days later. He was some nobody that I'd never met in my life, but he had some strange fixation with me. He had stalked me from outside the hospital for weeks, figuring out which car I drove, and probably just trying to find a night that I accidentally left my car unlocked for too long. Even though he was caught, he never admitted to anything, and just repeatedly said that he wanted to talk to me, and that was it. This was a while ago, but I haven't heard or seen anything about him since. When I was in my mid-20s, I worked night shifts at a 7-Eleven. I was still doing online school at the time, and I figured most of my shifts would be slow enough for me to get some schoolwork done during my shifts. For the most part, this actually worked out. I'd be the only one there, and it would never really get busy. Whenever someone would come in, I'd just push my laptop aside, and when they left, I'd continue my school stuff. This night, it was very cold and rainy outside, which always made me happy because almost no customers would come in. I had my laptop out and was focused on school for almost 2 hours straight when the front door opened and a man walked in. He looked 30 with a beard and short hair. I put my laptop off to the side and waited for him to come up to the counter. The man looked around the aisles for a minute or two, then walked out, got in his car, and left. Not thinking too much about it, I grabbed my laptop and continued about my work. Another 30 minutes passed, when out of the corner of my eye, I saw headlights pulling up in front of the store. I looked over and was confused to see the same car that was here earlier. I thought maybe it was just a coincidence, but when the guy got out, it was the same man. This time he walked into the store and came right up to the counter before I could even move my laptop.
"Restroom?"
he asked.
Oh, yeah, it's right over there.
I wasn't expecting that question at all. He walked over to the restroom and went in. It was one of those single-person ones, not like a whole room. I couldn't help but think it was a bit odd to come back 30 minutes later to just use the bathroom. Like, there had to be somewhere closer to wherever he was, unless he stayed in the area for the whole 30 minutes. He possibly could have been back to also grab something that he decided he needed. I don't know. I waited a couple minutes, and then a couple more, and then it started to get a little unusual. Honestly though, I did not want to be that guy who checks up on him, or knocks on the door, or whatever. Another 15 minutes passed, so he'd been in there for almost 25 minutes at this point, when a police officer pulled into the parking lot. He circled around and slowed down right behind the other guy's car, clearly inspecting it. And after a little bit, he stopped his vehicle right behind the car and got out. The officer came into the store and looked around the sales floor, then looked at me and asked if I knew who was the owner of that car outside. The officer looked more than just curious. He looked worried. I pointed at the bathroom and said he'd been in there for a while. The officer went over and didn't hesitate to begin banging on the door. It was clear something was seriously wrong. After a minute of him knocking and yelling, he looked at me and asked if I had a key to the door. I was kind of shaky, but I sifted through the drawer under the counter and found the key, then ran it over to him. He unlocked the door and opened it, gun raised. The room was empty. I couldn't believe it. After getting interrogated for a minute, I assured the cop that he had gone in there and never came out. The officer did a more thorough search and happened to notice the ceiling was accessible. It was one of those ceilings that's made up of panels where you could just push them out. I guess the man had gotten on top of the sink and was able to haul himself up. The officer called in backup, and within 15 minutes, they found the man hiding inside the ceiling. They got him out and arrested him. As I've been told, the guy was on the run after doing some absolutely horrible things to several random and innocent people. Earlier in the night, they got a description of his car and caught his license plate on a store camera. The officers made it seem like I was lucky because the past individuals he had harmed were all alone in the middle of the night, either working or just walking around outside. Whether the man was trying to hide in the ceiling because he knew the cops were after him, or he was doing so to try something on me, is unclear. Thankfully, he's locked up for good, though.